Don't be too neighborly. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden's been on a video call this morning with China's President Xi Jinping to speak largely about the situation in Ukraine and the help Russia's asking for. At the White House, Fox's Jared Halpern.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping's video call came as top U.S. officials warn Beijing is considering offering direct military aid to Russia.
China will bear responsibility for any actions it takes to support Russia's aggression, and we will not hesitate to impose costs.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken issued that warning yesterday. Chinese state media reports Xi told President Biden conflicts and confrontations are in the interest of no one, and the Ukrainian crisis is something we don't want to see. Chris.
Jared Halpern at the White House. Fox's Jonathan Hunt is in Lviv, Ukraine, reporting on new missile strikes on an aircraft repair facility nearby, next to one of the largest airports in the country.
We are told that those missiles were launched via aircraft from over the Black Sea. We're being told that one person was wounded in the early morning strike.
President Vladimir Putin today praised his Russian troops at a rally marking 8 years since the Russian takeover of the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine. Ohio's primary election date is in doubt after another state Supreme Court ruling over redistricting maps. The first ballots were supposed to be mailed out today.
Ohio's Secretary of State Frank LaRose is pausing certain preparations for the May 3rd primary, prohibiting counties from altering or sending ballots until further notice, and pausing reprogramming of voter registration and tabulating systems after the state's high court rejected a third set of GOP-drawn legislative maps, calling them unconstitutional, favoring Republicans, and leaving too many Democrats in toss-up districts, with a fourth map now being ordered.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Existing home sales fell 7.2% last month from January. That's an annual pace at a six-month low. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A new way to help struggling Ukrainians.
PayPal says users can now send money to people inside the war-ravaged country of Ukraine and to those who forced to flee to neighboring countries. Previously, people in Ukraine could only send money out of the country, not receive it. The change comes after a request from Ukrainian officials who are showing their gratitude. The country's Vice Prime Minister, Mykhailo Fedorov, tweeting, "Thank you for supporting Ukraine and peace." Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
It's been raining deer in Pennsylvania.
More than two dozen deer have fallen to their deaths off a highway bypass and onto the town below in Johnsonburg, Pennsylvania. The deer landing close to houses. The people who live in that neighborhood say they've been calling the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation to try and get barriers put up, but say their suggestions are falling on deaf ears. Neighbors say deer on the bypass become frightened, causing them to panic and jump to their deaths.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten there. The madness begins the NCAA women's basketball tournament today with the same branding now as the men.
It's the first time that the women's hoops tournament can actually use the moniker of March Madness as the first round of the bracket gets started today. South Florida and Miami will open things up bright and early at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. First four winner Dayton, scoring an 11 seed, will take on Georgia this afternoon. Another first four team, Howard, is going up against top seed overall South Carolina. 3-1 seeds are going to be hitting the hardwood today as Louisville will take on Albany in a 1-16 matchup, while reigning women's basketball champs Stanford will square off against Montana State to open their repeat bid. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
There are 16 more first-round men's games today, starting with Loyola, Illinois, and Ohio State next hour. A lot of brackets are already busted, with two-seed Kentucky knocked off by St. Peter's yesterday. Three number one seeds advanced yesterday. The other, Arizona, plays Wright State today. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.